Blog Talk Radio.
Today it was supposed to be 3:30, but little minor. I'm still getting accustomed to this new system. The political animals today, of course, are Vladimir Putin, the new czar of Russia. In the 16th century, Michael Romanov was the first of the czars, and of course, they used to brag about 900 years. Was it 900 years, 16th century, or 600 years, I think. Romanovs ruled Russia, and mostly badly. They're greatest czar was Peter the Great. Of course, some people see Vladimir Putin as a czar, but they don't realize and don't know that Vladimir Putin was not KGB, rather GRU, which was Russian military intel. Talking about the Russians, on this day, President John Kennedy in 1962 was outraged that Khrushchev was installing missiles in Cuba and aiming them, guess who? Us. And this is that address to the nation.
On October 22, 1962, President John F. Kennedy broadcast a special message to the nation from his office in the White House. Here is President Kennedy as he delivered that message bearing on recent events in Cuba.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. This government, as promised, has maintained the closest surveillance of the Soviet military buildup on the island of Cuba. Within the past week, unmistakable evidence has established the fact that a series of offensive missile sites is now in preparation on that imprisoned island. The purpose of these bases can be none other than to provide a nuclear strike capability against the Western Hemisphere. Upon receiving the first preliminary hard information of this nature, last Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., I directed that our surveillance be stepped up. And having now confirmed and completed our evaluation of the evidence and our decision on a course of action, this government feels obliged to report this new crisis to you in fullest detail. The characteristic of these new missile sites indicate two distinct types of installations. Several of them include medium-range ballistic missiles capable of carrying a nuclear warhead for a distance of more than 1,000 nautical miles. Each of these missiles, in short, is capable of striking Washington, D.C.
What happened here? Oh, I don't know what happened. Well, anyway, folks, we've got a little problem here. I thought we had the whole thing here. No, it's over with. Okay, that was an excerpt. We'll play the full coming from our archives. That's what we had in our archives. Also on this day, in 1965, there was an anti-Governor Pat Brown re-election campaign started up by Republicans and other people who were opposed to Pat Brown and his administration or maladministration of California. He was not present when the Watts riot started, and the Lieutenant Governor, Glenn Anderson, incompetently handled things, and Brown didn't come back right away to put a damper on the Watts riots. And it was one of the factors that contributed to his defeat in the election campaign started by Ronald Reagan and Henry Salvatore, a Los Angeles car dealer, and the Southern California Republicans. I remember being here. This was my first time, school break, and I was surprised to see these bumper stickers. I thought something's wrong with Californians. And the bumper stickers read, "If it's brown, flush it down." Now, that was quite graphic in some spots. Some of the political spots. But anyway, it's been resurrected twice. Once during the Haight-Ashbury period when I lived there in the late 60s and 70s in the communes where people wanted to reduce their water bills and the pressure. There's a lot of people in and out of the communes and the crash pads, communes and crash pads. And so someone came up with, hey, if it's brown, flush it down, but if it's yellow, it's mellow. And, of course, that slogan supposedly came from Alice's restaurant out here in Woodside, California. So now, with the California drought, people are saying, hey, this is one of the things you should do. If it's mellow, it's yellow, you don't have to flush the toilet. If it's brown, do flush it down. We haven't seen the Republicans or anti-Jerry Brown people who are opposed to a third term or our perennial political animal there, Jerry Brown. Now, remember, he ran for president of the United States, and that didn't fly. Also on this day, Sir Thomas More, a man for all seasons, English chancellor who opposed Henry VIII's marriage, divorce of Catherine of Aragon. It was a Roman Catholic marriage. And he lost his chancellorship, and Cromwell, not the later Cromwell, but Cromwell, who became chancellor and prosecutor, set up Sir Thomas More for the scaffold or the block, and he lost his head. The Catholic Church canonized Sir Thomas More. And, of course, every year there's a red mass at the Washington Cathedral where all the federal judges and Supreme Court judges, justices, appear for this mass, even the Catholic, even the Protestants and the Jews on the U.S. Supreme Court come to the Catholic Cathedral in Washington, D.C., for a mass that's celebrated by the Cardinal Archbishop. Also on this day, Sunday will be World Boy Scout Day, and Sir Robert Baden Powell founded the Boy Scouts, and of course, again, they're under fire by the crotch politics politicians and judges here in California, where judges who cannot belong to any organization that's, quote, discriminates. You know, this is the old Nazi thing again, so we'll get into that another day. Along that topic of crotch politics, Elizabeth Vargas, who is a real journalist, works for ABC Network, she announced after all this news about Seymour Hoffman, Philip Seymour Hoffman, after his heroin death, she announced that her Vietnam veteran father had a drug addiction, I believe it was with heroin. Now, interestingly, Elizabeth Vargas, along with Stephen Jimenez, who is a self-identified gay, an honest, very ethical, appears to be a very ethical, real journalist. For 16 years, Jimenez investigated the death, the very brutal death of Matthew Shepard in Wyoming. And it was discovered, and Bill Brumbaugh also brought this up on a radio show. I can't find the archival tape that we both did. He brought up the fact that Matthew Shepard, this was not a homosexual hate crime murder. It was a meth murder involving money supposedly owed to Aaron McKinney, with whom Matthew Shepard had had a homosexual relationship. And also there were allegations of connections to a meth amphetamine drug ring running between Laramie, Wyoming, and Denver, and also a boy prostitution or male prostitution network also run through supposedly this limousine service. There's a big cover-up, and has also had they also used the Matthew Shepard murder as an excuse to railroad U.S. Navy sailor Stephen Neri here in San Francisco. We'll get into that another day. And, of course, distinguished journalist and real investigative reporter and editor, Jack Cashel, wrote about part of it in What's the Matter with California. He did not get the whole story because there are a lot of factors in it that were never revealed, and like we couldn't reveal them at the time. They will be coming up in a mini documentary, which is ready to be used. So somebody's calling. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about that phone. Also on this day, February 7th, we had the, in 1891, we had the biggest blizzard at the time. And I don't know how bad that was, but hang on just a second, folks.
Peter, this is Travis, State Farm Auto Claim. Give me a call on your coverage here for emergency roadside service for a tow back on November the 18th, or no, October the 18th, sorry, of 2013. I just wanted to touch base with you here, and I have a couple of questions for you. So if you give me a call back, my direct phone number here is 661-663-1396. And the claim number to reference, so that I can pull it up here, is 0528C as in cat 5100. It is important that we hear from you soon. I will be in the office just for a little bit longer today, and then I will be back in on Monday. So if I don't hear from you today, hopefully hear from you on Monday so you can get everything resolved for you. If you have a great rest of the day, I'll talk to you on a great weekend. And
sorry about that. We have to have the phone connected for this show. Now, also on this day, of course, the East is, and the Midwest is, and the South is really getting hammered, and also in Canada. Some people who are more fundamental religion adherents than we are believe that this is the wrath of the Lord. They're warning us because of all the kinky things that have been going on in our legislatures and our media. And it's time they really get back to some basic things and worry about the economy and not about people's sexual preference. It's the economy, stupid. Also, we had in this period the New Madrid earthquake, and we just had an earthquake down in southern middle California, 4.5. Another earthquake is expected. So it's going to happen here in San Francisco and in Northern California. FEMA has already posted signs warning about tsunamis along the bay of San Francisco. So, excuse me. So we'll be featuring all the video on that. Let me just get this this annoying beeper off. And there we go. So that's also a problem. Now, our new feature will, on the Amicus Veritas YouTube site, we're doing a lot of exposés on the bicycle. We have an epidemic of reckless driving, reckless bicycling, and even stupid pedestrians who are using their stupid, their slaves to their devices, walking in crosswalks, not paying attention to the to the bicycles and the motor vehicles and motorcycles around them so they can run down. Now, they should realize that the courts in these cases where pedestrians are hit by cars while these pedestrians are using their cell phones and their whatever else they got in their hands but not paying attention, courts have ruled against recovery for these pedestrians, but they're stupid. Now, this is interesting. There's this big and growing controversy of these Uber and these Lyft and all these other pseudo-taxis. A federal court suit has just been filed in the Seventh Circuit Federal Court in Chicago against Uber. There's a question of whether or not these pseudo-taxis come under the Americans with Disability Act, since they don't have access for people who are disabled. And also there's the insurance questions, and nobody's addressing that. We're trying to find – this weekend is World Boy Scout Day, and we have a little clip here from Robert Baden-Powell, and I'm trying to find the bloody thing. This periodically happens, and it's time we're going to have to purge some stuff. Excuse me. So but also, I'll go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas, and we'll be updating people on this latest bicycle outrage of carrying babies and children on these bicycles, especially in the rain. And this bicyclist, which was documented, blew right through several stop signs. These are not isolated incidents. This goes on every day. They even have pets on the handlebars and a little basket. People are riding on the handlebars and a little basket. It's just chaos. And, you know, we have this problem on and on and on. And the cops are beginning to cite these people. The rule should be there are rules of the road not only for bicyclists and motorcycles, but also pedestrians. So we're going to be bringing this up because it's costing the insurance companies millions of dollars unnecessarily. Also, the fact that these bicyclists do not carry liability insurance unless their bicycle is part of an apartment. A lot of people don't know that. And so that's covered under the homeowner's policy. So we will be exposing that, and having been a retired investigator, special investigator, we covered some of those cases. Now I'm going to, here's Robert Baden-Powell's founder's message, and we finally found it. Sorry about that.
Hello, you boy in the corner there. You ought to be a Boy Scout. You're a fine-looking fella, and I know you'd make a jolly good backwoodsman by the look of you. You're ugly enough anyway. And you gal there, no, I don't mean you. I mean the pretty one behind you. You ought to be a girl guide, you know. Oh, you are one. Oh, I beg your pardon. That's quite right. Now go on and tell all your pals to come and be girl guides like you. I'm very glad to see you there. Thank you all. Good luck to you. And I wish we may meet again. Thank you.
Now, that New Madrid earthquake was 8.2, and it happened in 1812, I think. Well, on my records. Among the other interesting events today, we had John Deere, the founder of the Great Tractor Company, which was later acquired by the Canadian company Massey Ferguson, which Robert Massey was one of the family, and later emigrated legally to America, served in World War One, and then became a great actor, and he played Lincoln. This is another one of these immigrants, legal immigrants, who played Lincoln. They were, the latest one is who was in the latest Lincoln movie. Excuse me. And now Charles Dickens, another Englishman, was born on this day. Frederick Douglass, the great black journalist and a freedom fighter, his birthday today. We had a guy named Buster Crabbe, whose first name was Clarence, and he starred in all these films during the 30s and 40s. And then Gaetano Talese, he wrote for the New York Times, although he used the term, and I think it's unfortunately, he anglicized his name to Gay Talese. Okay, and among the deaths today, great Russian composer, romanticist Alexander Tenava, the Secretary of State, well-known, Elihu Root, who was also in the FDR administration. And among the events, of course, today in 1613 was when the Romanov, Michael Romanov started the Romanov dynasty, which was destroyed in the Russian, World War I, and then the subsequent communist upheaval in 1917. And then 11th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution acknowledged the power of the states in a lot of these controversies, and the nullification is an ongoing problem. This is interesting. This is where we get the term Morisco, which is a Jew who converted clandestinely to Roman Catholicism but remained a Jew. Philip II of Spain set up these conversion courts, and if you didn't convert, you were exiled. Henry Clay, who was a U.S. senator, made the statement in 1839, "I'd rather be right than president." Talking about another president, Grant, who had one of the most scandalous administrations in U.S. history, there was a whiskey scandal, among many others. There was a big financial scandal involving the French. Orville, one of his cabinet appointees, was acquitted. Then we had New York. I don't know what this is, the Guernsey Cattle Club. We might get into that another day. And, of course, you had the Great Blizzard in 1891. And then 1900, the British Labor Party was set up. 1905, the state of Oklahoma was granted statehood. And then in 1939, Tupelo, Mississippi became the first recipient of Tennessee Valley Authority rurification and power. Cheap electric power came to these rural areas in America. Now, if you've ever played Monopoly, the Monopoly game was invented in 1935 and marketed. Then in 1936, believe it or not, we have a flag for the U.S. Vice President. Some people think it ought to be taken away. And then in 1943, during the middle of the war in the United States, there was shoe rationing. You were only allowed three pairs a year. In 1947, and this is still going on today, the Arabs and the Jews rejected the partition agreement that worked out for the British. The Jews thought that they, and the Zionists thought that the Balfour Declaration prevailed and that the Arabs and the Palestinians had to accept that or get out. In 1950, Senator Joe McCarthy said there were communists in the State Department, and, of course, he's the way he handled it, I think, was one of the problems. And he had Roy Cohn, who later died of AIDS, and as junior attorneys on his investigating committee, and there was a fight between the two, and then there was the famous Armney case of G. David Shine, who we still don't know what the relationship between Shine, who was an Armney private, and Roy Cohn, who was gay. Roy Cohn did die of AIDS. But anyway, it has been in subsequent investigative history that has been McCarthy was proven right, but it was his manner of dealing with this, and also the fact that it's an unfortunate term added to the English language called McCarthyism. And it's a typical political language. Political language, which has been used to sandbag a person's argument when they're trying to raise questions of ethics and honesty, among other things. But, you know, that's the way it is. And then in 1956, Arthurine Lucy was black, who enrolled at the University of Alabama, and she was expelled. And, of course, George Wallace was governor. Now, George Wallace didn't start out as a segregationist. He was another one of the poor whites. That's one of the canards. It's the political canards that all white Southerners are racist and all of that. There were sexual relationships between whites and blacks. That's where we get the term high yeller. Also, the fact that poor Southern whites were also abused, although not as abused as the blacks, but they were abused too. And George Wallace served as also, as did Joe McCarthy, serve in the U.S. Army Air Force. And when George Wallace first ran for political office, he was, in his own words, out-niggered. That's his term. And he said, I'm not going to be out-niggered again, his term again. And so he started running as a racist and later regretted it after he got shot, paralyzed. He later repented near his death. And then what do we have here now? In 1965, Yasser Arafat became head of the PLO, a terrorist organization. 1971, Swiss women were granted the vote in Switzerland. In 1986, this is a case of which I was involved in, Corazine Aquino from one of the wealthiest families in the Philippines, she defeated Ferdinand Marcos, who was then president, and decided he wanted to be president for life, along with his ambitious wife, Imelda. She defeated him fair and square, but he rigged the election and stayed in power, and so that started the uprising in the Philippines, which later brought down Ferdinand Marcos and Imelda, forced him into exile. And, of course, today is Sunday will be World Boy Scouts Day. Also, in 1947, the Senate got its first chaplain. It hasn't seemed to do any good. And the famous movie called A Man Called Peter. He was a Protestant. His name was Peter Marshall. And that's where you see the chaplain. If you watch the opening of the Senate, he prays over the senators. And, of course, they need more than prayer. And let's see. Now, this is interesting. A lot of people don't realize that many of America's politicians and leaders who have Jewish heritage have anglicized their name. Like John Kerry's family was Jewish. There was a defense secretary in the Eisenhower administration. He was born Jewish, and he anglicized his name. And so this goes on. Now I hear that Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, who a lot of people are starting to look at as the leading candidate for 2016 because he knew how to handle the economy in the state, although the union people are not happy at all. But anyway, he's supposed to have Jewish heritage. We'll be back, hopefully get this straightened out, we'll be back on Monday at 3:30, which is our usual plan, and we'll end our usual politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it bound? We should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where's the call of
stuff. All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrace.
Bet 'em.
Little trades, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
Well, folks, they're always in. Have a warm weekend. We're having a lot of rain out here. It's Peter Paul Brizola. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas, and we'll be updating our blog, Amicus Veritas, AmicusVeritas. Good night.